Hachette Audio presents A Lady's Guide to Mischief and Mayhem. Written by Amanda Collins. Read by Mary Jane Wells. For Aunt Sue, who probably doesn't know what murderino means, but is one. Prologue. London, 1865. If Sir Horace did not desist from his asinine talk about what constituted appropriate conversation for a lady, she would do one of them an injury, thought Lady Catherine Bascombe, hiding her scowl behind her fan. She was quite fond of his wife, Milly, who'd been a friend since the two ladies had made their debuts together. But it really was hard work to endure the company of Sir Horace Fairchild as a condition of seeing her friend. Kate had allowed herself to be persuaded away from the evening she'd had planned of catching up on the latest news of the murderer who was currently roaming the streets of the metropolis, the so-called Commandments Killer, in order to make up the numbers for Milly's dinner party, a decision she'd regretted as soon as she was ushered into the Fairchild townhouse on Belgrave Square and saw that the guests were among the most stiff-rumped in London. She'd suffered through dinner, where she'd politely listened to a Member of Parliament drone on about the need for something to be done about the coarseness of language in the English press, it never having occurred to him that she was herself owner of one of those newspapers. Or perhaps it had, but he did not care. Men were far less prone to diplomacy in their conversation than ladies, in Kate's experience. Then, thinking to find some more...